15. Voice first. This may be my favorite chapter. Chances are good that most people listening to this have at least heard of, if not experimented with, all the platforms we have discussed so far in this book. But few of you, at the time of this recording, are probably sitting around thinking, what's my Alexa skill gonna be? And yet you should, because we're about to talk about a tech innovation that I'm absolutely sure will transform how the world consumes content. It's called Voice First, and anyone currently building a personal brand needs to learn about it fast and early. Its platforms are the equivalent of the yet-to-be-discovered Malibu beachfront property, much like Twitter in 2006, Instagram in 2010, and Snapchat in 2012. I day trade attention, and lately I'm particularly interested by what people pay attention to during the transitions of their day, especially the three that occur in the home. What do they do the first 15 minutes of their morning, the first 15 minutes after they come home from work, and the last 15 minutes before they go to sleep at night? Those are transition periods. They're the moments when we take stock, get updated, and plan for the next few hours of our lives. We're busy, and so we want to do it fast. There was a time you'd pull out a pen and paper and start to do a to-do list, turn on the radio, or even check an app. Now, though, you don't have to do that. All you have to do is talk. Podcasts fill our brains during the long periods when we are quiet, such as when we drive or travel. Voice first platforms are going to allow us to fill our brains during all the transitions of our lives, those blips of time that used to be lost to forgettable activities like brushing our teeth, sorting through mail, or even checking our phone notifications. In 2016, Google revealed that 20% of searches on its mobile app and Android devices are done by voice. That number is only going to rise fast. And you have an amazing opportunity to make sure your brand rises with this trend. As of this moment, there are two key players: Amazon Alexa, played through a device called Echo, and Google Assistant, played through its Google Home device. Microsoft, Apple, Samsung, and others are preparing to make their respective pushes into the space with platforms of their own. But at this time, it makes sense for us to focus on the big two. I started with Alexa, launching a flash briefing skill called Gary V365. A flash briefing is a short report offering users a bit of key information. Mine offers daily motivation from yours truly. The Skim airs its breakdown of the day's top news stories. eHouse presents daily life hacks. Add these and others to your list of flash briefings. And when you ask for them, either by saying, Alexa, give me my flash briefings, or even, Alexa, what's in the news, you'll hear from your favorite sources, one after another. Other skills offer more interactive experiences. Enable the Tonight Show skill, as opposed to a flash briefing, and you could ask for Jimmy Fallon's most recent monologue, but you can also get the most recent Tonight Show guest list or a rundown of his newest thank you notes, a popular segment on the show where he expresses gratitude for anything from Pop-Tarts to Ryan Gosling. I could develop a skill called Gary V Recommends Wine that recommends three wines to go with whatever you told it you were going to eat, and gives you the ability to order those wines straight from the skill through a third-party alcohol delivery service like Drizzly or Mini Bar Delivery, or from my family wine shop, Wine Library. What we're seeing with the development of Voice First is the culmination of our addiction for speed. The world moves fast, and we want to keep up. If there is a choice between reading a notification or checking in on an app and getting the same information via Voice First, which allows us to keep our hands free and multitask, the latter is what we're going to pick. Just like the first washing machines and coffee makers, voice-first platforms will save people time. Once the masses understand that, they're going to flock to them. Be there, ready, and waiting for them. Your flash briefing will become a one-minute version of your one-hour podcast, a one-minute audio version of your eight-minute videos or live streams, or a 1-minute selection of your pretty pictures on Instagram. You can bring people so much value right now, whether you create for Google or Amazon or both. While brands have developed countless skills, most deliver the same basic experience. The field is clear for anyone who is clever enough to come up with something fresh and new. Take the land grab, my friends, and become a vital part of your consumers' morning routines. Very soon, as even more brands jump onto these platforms, it will get harder to make a dent into people's awareness. Don't let this moment pass. Don't let the big guys snap up all the cheap real estate. Please stop listening to this right now and go create your skill. Your 1-minute audio tip of the day could be the thing that compels a person to put your podcast on during their morning commute instead of listening to NPR or classic rock. Skills 101. Keep your content super brief. 2. Make it native. Do not do what I did with my original podcast when I just transferred audio from video onto the podcast platform. Tailor your content to suit the reason people are consuming it, which is to get fast, easily digestible information nuggets. Hey, Alexa users. And finally, make it the highest quality possible. I cannot stress how important it is to not treat your skill as a dumping ground. It's great to collect the scraps from your other content so they don't go to waste, but study each piece of content closely and use your imagination and creativity to craft something new and fresh with them. You know how it's such an irritating process to get off an email list? First, you have to bother to go to the bottom of the email and hunt for the unsubscribe button. Then you have to plod through a box asking you if you're absolutely sure you want to leave. Do you care to share why? And then finally, upon confirming that you've been unsubscribed, you're told it could take a few business days before the emails stop coming. In Voice First, all people will have to do when they lose interest in your content is to say, Alexa, remove Mumbo Jumbo's flash briefing. And boom, it will be done. You will have no room for error, no room to be annoying or too long or low quality. Go ahead and document the process while you learn how to craft your content. You can use clips from it in material for other content. But make sure whatever segment you publish is short and tight. You will need to be remarkable right out the gate, or in 3 milliseconds, you'll be shut down. Voice First is going to become a huge pillar in our communications. By the time you're listening to this book, Amazon Alexa and Google Assistant, Apple Siri, or some other platform will be talking to us in our cars. Remember, when we all thought it was amazing that we could be driving along, recall that we used to love Kenny Rogers' Lady and download his greatest hits as soon as we got to our destination, because we would never do that while we're driving, right? Soon, we won't have to wait to play a song or pull over to type in a location on a map app. We'll just tell Alexa what we want to hear, and she'll do it. Finally, texting and driving will be a thing of the past, unless we're in our driverless cars. Skills 201. There is no Skills 201. The feature is so new, we're just not there yet for identifying best practices. I hope you'll share yours with me as you discover them and explore all the exciting possibilities in this space. Hit me up on Twitter at @GaryVEE. My intuition is that all brands in the how-to space will flock to Voice First by 2020, and they will battle to be the ones chosen to teach people to make cookies, pair wine, and get better at chess and clean carpets. It will be our on-the-go resource, too. When changing our oil in the garage, we won't pull out the car manual or Google how to change your oil. We'll just call out, "Tell me how to change my oil," and the Voice First technology sitting on the shelf mounted on the wall will ask us what kind of car we drive, then will walk us through the process step by step. Right now, we're putting Voice First tech in only 1 or 2 rooms in our house. In the future, we won't go anywhere without it. Imagine this. Let's say you're a 49-year-old etiquette coach named Marlo. Used to think you'd be educating children in the finer points of polite conversation and the continental style of eating, but over time, your services have been increasingly sought out by companies desperate to fill in the educational gaps of their millennial hires. They just don't know anything about proper protocol, especially for the international business or formal affairs. Your business is doing okay, but things are starting to feel routine. You're at your boyfriend's house one morning, and you hear him ask Alexa to tell him what's in the news. A seemingly human voice reads the morning headlines, then the weather, some sports stats, and a fun fact of the day, all from different media outlets. Fun fact of the day, that's not news, that's just learning for the sake of learning. A light bulb goes on. You spend the next few weeks recording the answers to every etiquette question you can think of. How do you fold a napkin for a formal table? Should I invite my boss to my birthday dinner? What's the best icebreaker question? How do I end a conversation at a cocktail party without being rude? Can I wear black sneakers with a black suit? You could have asked your phone these questions, but you look up how to build an Alexa skill online and learn that there is a studio just a few miles away that will help you record the audio file. You upload your new Alexa skill, the Manners Maven, and announce it to your clients and all of your content channels. They love the way the platforms let them engage with you in a virtual one-on-one. It gives them confidence. Eventually, you add on calls to action to direct people to other pieces of your content on the internet so they can discover longer versions of the answers they got from you there, as well as guest posts from other experts and interviews with people sharing their funniest, most awkward faux pas. Imagine this. Flash briefings. Let's say you're a 37-year-old landscaper named Johnny. Your business, Johnny's Landscaping Art, nets around $200,000 per year. You decide that you need a boost to your brand awareness, so you launch 11 flash briefings. Johnny's Daily Yard Tips, Zone 1. Johnny's Daily Yard Tips, Zone 2, and so on. Every day of the year, you offer the country seasonal information that will help gardeners tend to their yards better, tailored for each of the 11 USDA plant hardiness zones, which are based on the region's minimum temperatures. It's April 21st, and the spring has sprung. Zone 4, you're going to want to start fertilizing those spring bulbs. Zone 9, friends, I want you to consider planting citrus. Zone 6, now that your forsythia is blooming, make sure not to wait too long to prune it, or it will be scraggly next year. You're the first of your kind on Amazon, and you're really good at it. The love you have for the work and your playful nature comes through bright and shiny to the gardeners and homeowners who add one of your flash briefings to their morning lineup. Meanwhile, Yvette, in Seattle, is in charge of curating the Alexa Skills store, and she is bored. Every flash briefing is the same tech, weather, sports shit over and over. Wait a minute. What's this Johnny's Daily Yard Tip? Well, that's different. Different is good. She features one of your skills on the page. And this is why you want to create content for Alexa now. What Facebook did for social network games and Apple did for apps, Amazon is going to do for skills and flash briefings. They're going to run commercials to raise awareness about their new product. Can you imagine if your voice is the one the whole country hears as an example of a great flash briefing? It could do for you what Apple's choosing of 1-2-3-4 in their 2007 iPod Nano commercial did for Feast. Here's the very best part. You know how I'm always telling you that everything I want you to do is going to be hard and takes scads of patience? Not this time. It will not take you too much time or effort to be discovered for creating a flash briefing because of the early novelty. It will 5 years from now, however. 5 years from now, everyone will have a flash briefing. And it's highly unlikely that yours will get noticed without marketing the living shit out of it to get exposure. 5 years from now, the moment will be gone. Do not wait. Because you know what else happens, Johnny? Your flash briefings are featured. They take off, and suddenly you get an email from Cindy in Missouri asking if you're interested in franchising your now nationally known brand. Within 2 years, your $200,000 a year landscaping business is collecting $25,000 checks each year from 700 people all over the country. Incidentally, Marlo, the Manners Maven, should do this too. In addition to making her skill, she should make a new recording of 365 etiquette questions, one for every day of the year. Did you know that even in the digital age, a handwritten thank you note should always be sent after a job interview? Did you know that the word etiquette is derived from the French word for ticket? And King Louis XIV's attempt to keep visitors from trampling his gardens. She needs to do this for the simple reason that she can, because the cost of internet real estate today is still so, so low. Don't be the 2017 first-time home buyer in Malibu. Be the goddamn Thomas Jefferson buying about 800,000 square miles of Louisiana territory for 3 cents an acre in $1,803, skipping the part about screwing the Native Americans already living on the land, of course. On the horizon. While I was working on this book, Amazon announced that it had bought Whole Foods for just over $13.4 billion. We all woke up to the news and thought, how the fuck did that happen? It never should have happened. Whole Foods should have bought Amazon. There was a time 20 years ago when Whole Foods was a much bigger business than Amazon. And when your company is that much bigger than someone else's, with that much of a lead, you should never lose. If it does, it's because your opposite number innovated ahead of you. To those who think they don't have to invest in all the platforms because they're concentrating their efforts where they're seeing the most ROI, I say you're being foolish. I can think of several bloggers who were massively popular in 2004. It was a new frontier, and they had positioned themselves front and center. But they ignored the rise of YouTube and podcasts and Twitter, and now they're irrelevant. They found something that worked and preferred to rest on their laurels rather than stay hungry and sharp. They thumbed their noses at traditional media, but then they became traditional media. We see it all the time. ESPN made Sports Illustrated look old. Bleacher Report is in the process of making ESPN look fusty. Barstool Sports is already starting to make Bleacher Report feel stale. It happened to Macy's. It happened to Radio Shack, Woolworths, Tower Records, Nokia. They crushed. They stagnated. They died. They are no different from any other brand crushing it today. One day, we will have a WTF moment upon hearing that Ralph Lauren filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection or that GQ no longer exists. Learn the lessons now. Everyone is playing the same game. If you don't play offense all the time, every day, every year, no matter how successful you've become, someday you will wind up playing defense. You have to keep looking ahead. I've got my eye on Marco Polo. Anchor, After School, AR, aka Augmented Reality, VR, aka Virtual Reality, and AI, Artificial Intelligence. You know what's going to happen? One day there's going to be a little ball hanging above every single human's head recording everything they do. Swear to God, it's going to happen. Maybe a camera will be embedded in your body. I don't know the details. But I know that recording and documenting every minute of our lives will seem perfectly normal one day. You might think it sounds awful and even scary, but just imagine if you could watch your great-great-grandmother right now. Imagine seeing her move through her life as a young woman, watching her fall in love with your grandpa, raising her kids, your mom, or starting a new job. Not as though you were watching a movie, but feeling as if you were physically moving through her world with her. That's how real the technology is going to be. The question is not if, but when. The passion I've deployed around Alexa Flash skills is the same passion I had for Twitter and YouTube in 2008 when I wrote this book's mother, Crush It, back when the masses didn't know what the fuck I was talking about. Now people know what I'm talking about when it comes to Twitter and Instagram and YouTube, but they aren't doing the next step. They aren't tasting and trying and experimenting. They're leaving that up to me. They shouldn't. They should be out there with me trying these things for themselves. You shouldn't have to turn to me and ask for what's next. What do you see? All I'm doing is looking towards the horizon to see what platforms are capturing people's attention and altering their behavior. If I see something that's performing consistently, I take a closer look, and then a longer look, and then I start to execute. That's all you have to do too. I don't have a second sight. I just have a lot more patience than you do.